Lads, how often do you think of the Roman Empire?
I've seen this everywhere, and I don't understand why it's become a thing.
The most important Roman in history was Roman Abramovich, to me.
So I think of the Roman Empire every day.
Not some fucks walking around with silly feather hats, pointing out.
They didn't have feather hats.
Louis's ancestors.
Oh, here we go. Here he goes.
It was metal hats and helmets.
They had feathers coming out of those, didn't they?
And when you walk down Wembley Way, you appreciate the Romans.
Why is that?
Straight road, isn't it? And pizza.
There's nothing wrong with not being straight as a road, mate. There's nothing wrong with that. We're very inclusive of all people, I feel.
Well, no, I'm talking about just general straight roads.
Oh, you're the one being, you know, like that, but...
I can't say I've thought about the Roman Empire.
No, I don't get this trend, to be honest, yeah.
I think about it about maybe twice a week.
No, you don't.
Just, you know, comes up on TikTok. I like my history stuff, so...
No, I like my history, but that doesn't mean I think, oh, I just randomly think, oh, Roman Empire.
I reckon I think about the ancient Egyptians more than I think about the Romans.
How often do you think about the ancient Egyptians versus the Romans?
Oh, probably like 3 times a year for the Egyptians, once a year for the Romans.
I reckon Romans I'll go 10 a year Romans.
That's quite a lot. That's almost one a month.
I watched Roman Empire documentaries, so I reckon
that
had my whole 10 in 1 month. And then after that, I didn't.
I mean, it's a tough one, isn't it? I think.
Mine's like if I stuck Gladiator on.
Yeah.
That's a great film.
It is a great film.
I think that's one of the best films ever done. Personally, feel free to disagree.
No,
I would not say so. I'd say it's a very good film, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
I wouldn't even say it's Joaquin Phoenix's best film.
Well, you know,
what would you say Joaquin Phoenix's best film is?
Joker.
Yeah, probably.
I want to watch this new Napoleon one coming out with him, though. That'll be sick. That'll be sick.
Sex Ed's out today.
I've never watched it.
No, neither.
Good. Isn't Margot Robbie in season 2 because the girl looked like her for a bit?
No.
We would have watched that by now.
No, but they're saying that the two of them were in it together.
No, not in that. They're in Barbie together.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Not seen Barbie either. Didn't do Barbenheimer.
I did Heimer. I didn't do Barbie.
I did both. Not in the same day.
I did Mission Impossible Oppenheimer. That was good.
I'm just gassed for Saw Patrol at the end of this month.
Yeah, you were very, very happy about it. What's your thing with Saw? Like, it's
I loved horror films growing up as a kid. So like I love Saw in particular. It's just like one of the first horror films I watched. So I've been on the whole thing the whole time. All 9 films. 10th film. Most of them are big piles of shit, but
wasn't Spiral part of it as well?
Yeah, Spiral had like Chris Rock in it and Samuel Jackson, but it just wasn't my Saw. Wasn't the shit gritty film that it was. But yeah, and then Paw Patrol comes out the same day as Saw, so you know you can do Saw Patrol, and I think that's quite cool. Capitalize on that market.
Saw Patrol.
Yeah.
Anyway,
guys, welcome to the Chelsea Echo, the show which is all about other things. Other than Chelsea Football Club, we just chuck it in every so often. The boys are here, obviously. Tobes sat in the corner. Tom sat in the other corner. Me sat in my desk chair because there's not enough room on the sofa for the three of us.
You say the corner, but there's about 15 centimetres between us.
Yeah, I said other corner.
Yeah, but it sounded like of the room, but actually we're on a sofa.
Yeah, we're just stood in one big room all in each corner.
If we got a ruler out...
Right angles in a maths question. Yeah.
Just facing the walls because we've all been naughty. Mum sent us to our corners. That would be Mum being Gary. Gary sends to our corners all the time. Big week ahead facing. I was about to say Bournemouth, but we've that's been and gone because
Blues.
Yeah, we got Aston Villa. We did miss the, as you can see, that the Bournemouth review isn't there. My hard drive decided to pack up.
Check his hard drive.
Yeah, I was waiting for that. Brilliant. Cheers.
Yeah, packed up and put in a van.
But yeah, obviously we're here to discuss Aston Villa, which is probably our biggest game since Liverpool.
No, probably about it. It is.
Every game's big when you're fighting for your lives in the Premier League.
Yeah,
and that's the cold reality.
At the heights of 14th, £1 billion spent, and we've somehow got worse than our last year's 12th place finish. Gotta love it.
One step back to make 2 steps forward.
I genuinely reckon we could be. Looking at the same place finish, genuinely.
Nah, man. This is going to get better. I can't deal with this level.
It must cliff.
I can't deal with this level of negativity at the moment.
I think we'll come like 8.
It's fucking September. I do think everyone does need to chill out a bit. Even in terms of praising other teams. Like, everyone's losing their mind about Spurs. It's like, I like Ange too. He seems like a nice bloke.
Ange Postecoglou.
It's a shame he's so likeable. But
yeah,
it has been 5 games.
Yeah.
When we lost 3-0 to Arsenal with Conte... That was like the 6th or 7th game of the season. I think it was 6th.
Mm-hmm.
We were shit. Like up to that point, we hadn't been very good. We drew away at Swansea. I'm not saying we're going to win the league, but my point is, right there and then
things can click suddenly.
We look like, oh, we're going to come 10th again kind of thing, or like not much higher. And that and that was a great season for 93 points.
One of the best.
So
we did do pretty well.
We will
that.
Get better, but it will take time.
Yeah, I think we'll have to see in it. I think the whole situation with everything happening at Chelsea at the moment is just, I'm a little bit downbeat. That's all I'm going to say.
Negative just, Nell yeah. E. I mean, Lee.
This is never going to end, is it?
Well, Lee's, it's quite an easy word/name to like wangle into things, and yeah. It is in quite a few things. So it works quite well. I'm glad we chose Lee as your. Mark chose it.
Yeah, that's true.
25 years ago.
Yeah, it's not your fault. It's your name,
Mark
isn't it?
Mark didn't choose my name.
You don't name yourself.
Yeah. My name is Louis, okay?
Yeah, we know, right, we know that's... Okay, yeah. You need to stop putting the government in the podcast. But we'll call you Louis then.
Oh, God, anyway. But yeah, we Luli. Are... Luli. Sounds like
Louis Beneventley.
Do you want to look at my name? My surname translated is Goodwind or Good 20. So Lee Goodwind, I can meet you halfway.
I quite like Lee Goodwind.
I don't mind
but,
it.
But Lee Smith is
that's the guy I've grown up and that's who we know. The
thing is, there'll be people who haven't yet seen you who might have listened to this and don't know what you look like. And I just want to know what they think Lee Smith looks like.
That just sounds so like basically asking for a police sketch.
That's exactly what I'm after. Exactly what I was hoping for. I want a police sketch of what you think Lee Smith looks like based on nothing but his voice and the potentially slightly fictitious slightly description we have of Lee Smith.
Well, his intense knowledge from Wikipedia on Italy.
Every week. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's like when I had that Dolmayo sauce.
When is your Dolmayo day?
That's just completely unnecessary.
By the way, this guy, Lee, who claims to be Italian, I came in here and he told me, oh, yeah, just had a Domino's. Not very Italian, that, is it?
Yeah.
I wanted the chicken wings or something dirty.
And he told me yesterday he puts pepperami in his carbonara. Now, I don't think that's traditional.
No! I don't.
Oh, he's rattled.
Yeah, he's wound up. We've rustled Lee.
He likes the rustlers, probably.
Yeah, no.
Lee.
Yeah.
Not never had a rustlers, to be fair, actually. Neither.
Rustlers.
I only had a WKD for the first time about...
I've never
had a WK Lee.
I was in a bar and I was like, I've never had a WKD. And everyone was like, how have you never had a WKD? You've got to have
one. To be fair, they are just a bit like...
I've never had one.
I remember having them at uni where like the next day you feel like you've got like a coating of like sugar on you.
Yeah, it's grim.
Butters.
It's grim. Like,
you used to get that from Jaegers.
I think they were VKs when we were at uni.
WKDs, VKs, yeah. Bacardi Breezers, Keezers.
Classic Lee.
Him and Mark used to do that in the pub when Lee was six, having his first pints of John Smith's.
It was great. Back when smoking was still allowed in pubs.
Yeah.
Mulberry Red to wash it down.
I mean, if you were to do a description of Lee Smith, if you've never seen him, what does he look like?
Yeah, what, me?
Yeah.
I know what you look like.
Well,
you're sitting in front of me.
Yeah, well, he's got a big XL bully tattoo on his arm.
Yeah.
it's like, it's got a toddler in its
he's
mouth,
definitely got,
actually.
He's definitely I think got Chelsea. Re-enacting. The Chelsea is on the back of his left calf, and then on the back of his right calf is three lions. Or maybe that's on his left arm. That's a classic.
I think one of them's Stamford the Lion, actually.
Yeah. You got the Chelsea tat on your left arm, on your bicep.
On his neck, he's got two stars.
Your lid is borderline
skin fade, yeah. Really high skin fade.
Yeah.
Well, not even really a fade, just
full on like Green Street, like gone.
He's got a nice G-star raw top on.
Yeah. Stone Island always.
No, not over the G-star.
No. No, but you've put it on the site, you're taking the jacket off, we're inside, obviously.
You've got to get the badge in. Yeah. Like Gary Neville did really well the other
day. I mean, as Lee says, get the badge in to get the badge in. Yeah. So
that's his favourite phrase. Yeah. He's been saying that since he was 8.
He's actually got when you go into his house, you know, some people have a live, laugh, love sort of carpet. That's what it says in Lee's house.
Live, laugh, love.
No, Lee. You have get the badge in to get the badge in, and it's a giant Stone Island badge behind it.
Yeah. I've got you know those like Versace tables that you see on Facebook Marketplace. I've got one of those as well. Great.
Nice.
There
is.
Yeah. It's very nice. It does look good.
It fits right in, doesn't it? It's fantastic.
Where's Stamford the dog? The XL bully? Has he been taken away yet?
I think he was chewing on a toddler last week.
Lee is not coming off well in this. We've also got 10 minutes in. And
okay, so the shells.
Yeah. I mean, I love tangents and I love... Yeah. Basically, listeners, You haven't seen Lee yet. You don't know what he looks like. You've heard his voice.
Just have a draw.
Just
get the pen out.
Send it in.
Get the pen out.
Send it into the Chelsea Echo email address, which is Metropolitan Police.
HMP.
Yeah. HMP Wandsworth.
HMP
I'm actually
Belmarsh.
The one who got Daniel Khalifa out of prison. Yeah, actually the one who's strapped in the bottom of the van and he like involuntary escaped prison.
I wouldn't say that, mate. He's looking for any sort of excuses to get out of that. And then he got out and he spent 4 days out of prison and he made it 41 minutes away from Wandsworth prison.
I know. And someone said, there was a really funny phrase actually I saw in the article. Someone said he was actually the best sprinter in our school. So if he's gone, there's no chance you're catching him.
They found him with
is
a sleeping
bag. Is that
an actual
thing?
Yeah, it's just in the article. That was a quote from someone who went to school with him.
Found him with a sleeping bag and a bike in Chiswick, which is where like so many of the newsreaders live.
If you escaped in the bang in the middle of London, you had, was it 3-4 days? Mm. How far do you think you could get?
I would not be in London.
No, neither. I would like to think I wouldn't be in London, but how far could you get?
Could you leave the country? Unless, like, if you just didn't have anything, you couldn't leave the country.
You could make a raft made of turnips or something like that. Construct something like that. You could go, I don't know, you could go down
You need a passport, but you'd need money to get a fake one.
Which you didn't have either of. Apparently, there's
you could do with theft, though.
I found this out interesting. In fact, the other day, for a friend who lives over there. I think was it like Somerset Way or Gloucester? I can't remember. It was one of the two. That way, basically.
Somerset.
And it's like apparently it's got the least CCTV in the country.
This is something Lee would know.
Yeah, I've dumped so many bodies out there. Essex boys got nothing on me, mate. They shot people outside somewhere. There's definite CCTV. Nah. Send them to field.
Look, save this for your interview.
More crimes admitted to.
Yeah, this is an incriminating episode.
I own a leather jacket. Lee Smith's a bad boy, okay? It's just...
And it has a badge on it.
And it speaks in third person, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently. Too easy.
Just absolutely shocking. Anyway, Aston Villa,
after
Chelsea's...
After that 13-minute introduction.
It's like we do a brief cold open 13 minutes later. We're here, obviously, with Villa.
I'd like the idea that someone probably says to someone, saying, oh, there's this podcast on this, it's quite good. Like, they chat about Chelsea a bit, but how do you sell this? You go, you would just
listen to it and be like, what the fuck's going on?
I don't really know what it is. They talk about Chelsea a little bit, though.
I mean, start calling it the Echo.
But anyway, obviously, as we are here, we're talking about Villa, injuries, dramas. Got some quotes we want to talk about as well, and one normal week of Chelsea
and
that will never happen.
And we've got a deciding,
predictions. The predictor, which I will gladly embrace the fact that I can't lose this week anyway.
Anyway, Villa,
yes,
Saturday, Sunday rather,
lads. This is undoubtedly probably our hardest game since Liverpool. Mm-hmm. Right now, they've just got into Warsaw, playing in Poland.
Are they playing Legia? I can't say I paid much attention to the conference.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not paying attention. All I know is I saw a tweet where apparently
they were playing in Poland. Yeah,
yeah. The Polish border patrol. Apparently they came. People, they stopped the plane. Stopped people getting off. And when they figured out it was like a load of Villa fans coming off the plane, apparently he just said how much he loved Matty Cash to every single Villa fan getting off the plane.
It's mad that he's Polish. Yeah.
Welcome to Poland. Well, he's not Polish, is he?
Gash.
I know, but I mean he is. Isn't he?
He's like a quarter Polish, isn't he? His granddad was Polish.
Yes, but it's
enough
like,
to play for them.
He's, he's not even English enough that he can play for Ireland.
This is very late. This is serious. Brexit. You know, fucking hell.
He's a bit Polish. Why is he playing in our country?
Yeah, what's he doing over here?
Oh, dear. Anyway, they're off.
Don't leave him on his MK Dons rants.
Fucking the land of the brave, mate. All those roundabouts, like to see you not get dizzy going around him. Obviously, most difficult game since Liverpool. And we only have 5 points to show for our entire season.
Yeah.
So I'm not particularly confident. I don't know about you two.
Things can only get better.
Obviously, they beat Palace and they like quite late as well into that game. They were losing for a while. They beat
Everton. They smashed. But then they've been smashed quite a few times.
Who else did they beat?
I think that's it, isn't it?
No, they beat
Villa. Have only beaten Everton, Burnley, and Palace. Lost Liverpool and lost to Newcastle.
Yeah, they lost to Liverpool comfortably, and they got absolutely battered by Newcastle, who haven't been great really this season so far in the Prem. So I don't know. I think I think it'll be quite an open game because they'll come for us
if they play like they did against Newcastle and Liverpool. They play like high lines, and that's why they look poor. And that would suit us.
I think this game will suit us more than Forest did, because Forest just sat back and then they got their goal and they were like, "Cool, We'll take that.
Every team, if they score first, every team's going to sit in a low block against
but
us.
I don't think Burnley...
Villa don't really do that. But I think my only issue is more because they got battered in those last two, Emery might think, oh, I'll change it and play deep because Chelsea struggle with that. But I'm hoping he just sticks to what he's been doing, because if so, we actually can have some opportunities.
Yeah, I think, well, I think, dare I say it, I'm going to jinx us here, I think we might score this week. Crazy, I think we'll score a goal.
I think we'll score a goal.
Crazy, I know, but I think we might score this week.
I bloody hope we do, because that's what I've got.
I would hope Nico Jackson can reduce his goals to yellow cards ratio.
Yeah, that's how is he on four yellow cards?
All for dissent.
Yeah. So you'd think that...
He's not even a sassy boy.
Yeah, but it's just like when you get brought down and you do that, or you put the hand up for the yellow, or you kind of... The refs are hot on it at the moment, and he should really have learnt that.
It's almost like the referees are so bad at their jobs, they're trying to find a way to protect themselves to show they can still be bad at their jobs and get away with it.
I quite like the no dissent. Just get on with it. Like, obviously, there's sometimes you're like, well, that's just not a foul. We've been done in quite a few times where that's slappered. But I don't know. There's too many times, like a blatant penalty or something, and they all crowd around him. Like,
but I think what annoys me is more when they all group and crowd round and they've let it slide. When I've seen that even this season, I'm like, hang on, we're watching Jackson get booked every week.
For inconsistency. Also, like, if everyone goes and crowds around the ref, book them all.
Yeah.
They'll soon stop it. But that's
a good deterrent.
I'm a multi-sport man. I do like my... That's one thing rugby's got right.
Respect the refs. I like them,
you know, like DiCanio vibes. Give them a shove. They're not doing their job.
Well, I mean, the refereeing standard is shocking.
If they were doing really well, I wouldn't mind them trying these little things. It's the fact that they're shit anyway.
To be honest, the main thing about all the crowd around the refs is it just annoys. It just takes too long. Just I want the game to flow better. And like, there's like a little foul, and they're all crowding around the ref.
I thought JT used to do it very well.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, there's a bit of arguing, and then there's going over the top. But anyway, that's my opinion. What do I know?
I mean, I agree to a certain extent, but then also I think it's actually protected the referees who have been doing poor jobs more.
Yeah, but they do that anyway. Really not like, if you have a terrible game, you make a horrible decision, you'll get bloody Howard Webb and PGMOL going, oh, I'm sorry, should have had 3 points there. And then they'll have a week off and then they'll come back in and then do it again.
Yeah, it's an amazing job. Like, the job security is nuts. Yeah. Like, you have an absolute stinker, you're crap at your job, and you do it consistently, and they go, have a week holiday, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Stay away.
Mike Dean was talking about Anthony Taylor and the Spurs game.
I didn't go.
Yeah, he went, well, he's my mate, so I'm going to make him look
like
more
of a tit. You know that left back with the long hair?
Yeah. So when he was there, he was like, oh, well, you know, when I say we're mates, you know, I don't say we're mates. I mean, like, we're just, you know, he's my mate on the day. It's like, Mike, you fucked up.
You've openly admitted to corruption and no one's saying anything about it now. Yeah. Like, why is this not being questioned further?
It's a joke. But then I think long
cost Tommy Tuchel his job. Well, it didn't help, did it?
I mean, it pretty much started the spiral, didn't it? Let's be honest. But then, you know, we'll touch more on that anyway, because I've actually got something I want to say based on some quotes that Tom's put in here, and I'm not particularly happy with it.
Shock.
But yeah, I mean, look, how much is this a must-win? Like, we have to win this, don't we, really? We have to.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I want to win, absolutely. But if they played really well... and somehow didn't get it. Like, let's say they even scored, but Villa have been quite good and they get one or two. I don't know. I'm just saying Villa aren't an awful side. Like, last week felt more must-win for me than this week, but because we didn't win last week, it feels like a must-win.
Yeah.
So I get you, because points-wise, it is a must-win. At this point, it's just do anything to get the 3 points. I kind of do feel you there, but if they performed well...
I do think that's the big thing, though, seeing some progress.
It is a bit must-win. I just don't... The thing is, I think it's because I don't feel confident they will.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing, seeing progress. Seeing we've improved from last week. There's a couple of bits that we did. Like, and I want to see Mudryk playing. I don't want to see Chilwell go back to left wing, which I think is what we might do.
Mudryk played well. Week. I mean,
exactly.
In the pod, which nobody heard and is never going to hear, we did talk about how Mudryk was
fantastic.
Yeah,
he started a game and we got chances from him. There were errors, but that will get ironed out the more he plays. Yeah.
It's almost like what everyone's been saying for the past 6 months. As soon as he actually does it and plays, this guy's actually quite good. Like, give him some more minutes and see what he can do. Rather than, here's 8 pity minutes.
Quite mind-blowing.
I like how he actually is very direct as well in comparison to a lot of our players. Yeah. He just goes, right, fucking give me the ball, I'm going to go for it now. So
he's tricky to spot when he gets going.
Especially against Matthias Kashdishki.
Well, they play a 3, don't they? So Cash and, well, it's been Luca Dean, but it might be Moreno because he's been rumoured to be coming back from injury. They play a 3-4-3.
They got Pau Torres.
That really, really good centre back, which we were supposed to get a couple of years ago.
Diego Carlos.
Is he back?
He came back, start of the season.
Yeah, Mings went out. Well,
Mings
came back,
tore his ACL in the against Newcastle, which was and then Pau Torres came off the bench. I think Carlos might play in that game. Or maybe Konsa. They've got a good team.
They've got some good centre back. Yeah, they've got some good players. McGinn,
Konsa's very, very, very underrated.
I think Konsa's great.
John McGinn's a very good
John
player.
John McGinn.
Meatball head or whatever his nickname is.
Yeah, he's a funny looking man.
He's a player. Like, good you know, player, you know
how is he not fat? Like when you look at him, you're like, yeah. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, but he I reckon he'll be one of those.
He likes a Mars bar. Yeah.
Oh, when he retires, he'll put the pounds on. But like, you look at him, you're like, how are you in incredible shape? Because you look like you should be.
Yeah.
What's his name? My name's John McGinn.
John McGinn. I like a deep fried Mars bar.
Do you remember in the Euros? I was trying to do the pronunciation of all
deep
the players.
Deep fried protein bar for now.
Aye. A grenade bar.
Aye. Give me my Iron Brew.
I've not had Iron Brew for ages.
I've never had it.
You've never had Iron Brew?
Water and booze, me.
Oh, mate. I actually feel like I should go downstairs get you an Iron Brew.
It's a weird taste. It's quite a weird one. Yeah.
I'm not into that stuff.
Oh, mate. It's banging. I love Iron Brew. I've not had it for ages. The Smiths, obviously,
Lee,
famous.
Trying to be Scottish.
Broken up in the
yeah.
UK.
Yeah.
The Smiths. And
who was the heritage. Was it Adam Smith, the economist from Scotland?
Yeah, Adam Smith's Invisible Hands. Or Invisible Hand, rather. Yeah. Don't know, this is like A-level economics.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't do economics at A-level.
No,
you
didn't
do me
A-level. Lee left school at 16 to go and breed.
14, actually.
You left school at 14?
Yeah.
Well, you had to look after your son.
Exactly.
Twins, actually.
Yeah, Lee Smith Jr.
One of them's locked up.
Yeah.
You still see them? See the other one?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Dave went over for GBH, so, you know, it's a tough life for him. Yeah. But, you know, he's not dropped the soap yet, so good.
Still in now?
Still
11
in.
11 years later, that must have been some pretty intense GBH.
He had some fights in prison.
Oh, tough.
No.
Basically, you know the exploits of Charles Bronson, it's actually based on him. So, you know.
So we chat some absolute fucking shit.
We don't call him David, we call him Salvador.
We chat some. What is going on here?
See, now I'm leaning into it. It's not as funny for you anymore, is it?
He's hoping it's going to die. That just reinvigorated it.
Yeah, it's just
Listen. Enough talk about Salvador Smith III. All right.
That was only you.
This is actually. Do you know what? We've spoken for 25 minutes. I think for 3 minutes we've spoken about Chelsea.
We went in for a bit of seriousness there about the importance of this game and
yeah.
What?
So can we go back to that?
Yeah.
This
okay.
Is what
fine.
Chelsea doing to us? They've sent
okay,
us mad.
I'll give you this Villa team are a good team, but they're playing Europe tonight, Thursday.
Hopefully, a nice little knock for Diaby and Watkins.
Well,
Diaby
is the one. He's the one who strikes fear into my core, especially if we're still going to be playing Levi Cole as a left back. Because
he's
not a left back, and Diaby's rapid. And if they can get him in behind, you know, I've still got Ollie Watkins in my fantasy team, and I don't know whether to take him out or not.
He's just a good player as well.
Yeah, he's been a bit unlucky this season in terms of his goal scoring.
He's very high XG vibes, isn't he?
Yeah, he'll start scoring soon, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's this week at the Bridge, sadly. But they're a good team. Do we need to win? I mean, technically no, because it still is early days, but... Yeah, can't. We've got to win at some point.
To give everyone a bit of breathing space, we need to win.
And I mean, our next two as well are, I don't know what order it is, Burnley, Fulham.
Fulham away, then Burnley away, Arsenal.
And then it gets, then we've got a horrible run. Difficult. So, I mean, it'd be nice if we could try and go into...
We need to, I want to see us win the next three, because all three of these teams are playing.
Which we've said,
I mean, Villa left
side. Said for 4 weeks,
Yeah, we need. But this is the run where we looked at gone right. We need some points on the board here.
Yeah, we beat Luton.
This confidence has got to come from somewhere. Like wins are going to have to start happening from somewhere. Otherwise,
beat Brighton in the cup in midweek, and we win.
Oh, that'd be a good week. If we go and beat Villa and then beat Brighton in the cup, I'd be like, oh fucking hell! Okay.
And then go and beat Fulham.
That would really, honestly, the aura around the club would change quite dramatically. Yeah. I think fans would feel like,
that's the thing,
shit,
like,
that's two good teams you've gone and beaten there.
Yeah. These young players are easily moldable. If they can get winning quickly, and then then they start trying. Like when I said before, that one of the beauties of having young players is that they go and try things that more experienced players won't. They'll play it safer. They'll do that more when they're playing more confidently. They'll be like, "Oh, let's just whack that ball in and see what happens." And then suddenly, Nico Jackson's got his noggin on it, and we're 4-0 up against Fulham. Right.
And this is it. I think Fulham are probably they're extremely beatable at the moment, and it's just a case of it's fine margins. You know, we talked last year, there was a lot of fine margins, which meant we didn't get the points on the board. And
this season has continued.
It's going to continue. But it's a benefit and a problem. Yeah. We get those fine margins right. Brilliant. We're on a roll. The issue is the more and more we miss these fine margins, the more we keep messing up.
Pressure builds.
It's going to be
Well, everyone gets sick of it and everyone loses a bit of hope. And then when you lose hope, people are a bit more, oh, yeah, when something goes wrong, rather than like, oh, unlucky, come on.
Yeah.
Like, it's a distinct difference. Like, we could do, in a good season, someone, let's say Mudrik, even dribbling out of play or something like that, but he's got to the byline because he's beat one or two people. You're like, oh, you know, that's a moment that the crowd actually is up for it, because you're like, oh, well done, mate. Go on.
You tried something.
And then right now, a player tries that and it's, fuck's sake.
And you hear the noise around the bridge. You can hear it even on TV and it's, oh.
Yeah, because we've seen it for so long. Yeah. We have no good news.
I've said it so many times, there's a hangover from last season. Like, that was unprecedented levels of shit for us. Mm. Last time we were in that position when we came 10th, we obviously won the league the year after.
I think the issue now is that, again, we'll touch on it properly later, but the ownership of, oh, well, it's a project. You know, we finished 12th last year, so you know, now we just need to do better. Yeah. And then they talk about how, oh, well, we understand the culture, we understand we want to win. Based on the comments we've read, I don't think they do. But we'll touch on that later. But look, just before we get into that, let's go through what team do we want. You know, we talked about how Diaby might be an issue on the left. Is it maybe a case where we put Chilwell back in there, bring, you know, Levi Colwill into that centre-back slot?
Yeah.
What do we feel should be the 11 for the game against Aston Villa?
Well, I think I'd match Villa properly and do a proper 3-4-3, not play Chilwell as a left wing. And, well, I mean, it helps as well that Caicedo's not fit, which again we'll come to in a bit. But
yeah, hopefully he trained today. I know he didn't train yesterday.
Because obviously there's no Levere either. So I think it might be another game for Big Les, to be fair.
He was all right against Bournemouth.
I think, yeah, Big Les and Enzo in the midfield. I'd play Levi as a left centre-back. Chilwell as a left wing back, Gusto right wing back, Thiago in the middle, and Di Sassi's the class, a right centre back. Let's hope he can. I mean, I say he's been bad, he hasn't been that bad. We've kept quite a few clean sheets, but he's had his moments.
There was a City free kick he gave away against Bournemouth, but I thought other than that.
Do you see his comments after the Bournemouth game? No, there was a little bit of Rudy in there, I quite like.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas a little bit like, you lot need to be killers in front of goal. Like, we're doing our job, what are you doing?
I like that.
And I was like, yeah, okay, I like this. Yeah. And this is the guy who could tell, he was captain at Monaco, was he not?
I don't know.
But, you know, he's a leader in that Monaco
team. Don't mind hearing that, that's fine.
You know, if you see someone going like, we're doing our bit here, boys. You know, we kept a clean sheet.
Yeah.
You need to do yours.
Absolutely. That's what I mean by that. These leaders will form. Because they would have, like, yeah, maybe they're captain their old teams, but they would have like been leaders in the under-21s or whatever. Like, they've been leaders before because they're top players for their respective nations and clubs and things. So they'll form.
It will come.
So if we're doing our team, Robert Sanchez in goal, again, fantastic against Bournemouth.
He was the bollocks.
Yep.
That's slightly worrying.
Well, we don't really have backup.
He was our best player against Bournemouth.
Low key, did we get it right getting him over Onana?
Maybe. Well, Onana looks
absolutely
fucking dog shit at the moment.
You can see that his confidence is completely gone on.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't help when, like, you look in front of you and you've got Lindelof.
They're a bit like us, I think, which should be grey clouds over them.
Mm.
Yeah. That's just the club. There's a lot
They've got a lot of things wrong with them. I said it in the week.
A long time ago for us too.
Yeah. Well, as average as we are, and with the amount of money we've spent and the trouble we're in, I'd definitely rather be in our position.
Ours are all young. At least for them, they're like, Casemiro's cooked, and we just signed him for 70 million for 5 years.
Yeah.
And Varane's getting older. You know.
Yeah, it's when it's like they had Johnny Evans and Maguire in the game.
Leicester's 2018 centre back pairing.
At least ours are kids. So
they'll
they'll get better.
Yeah.
And when like a young player makes a mistake, you're like, oh, well, they do that. That happens. Like, it's all part of the process. When Harry Maguire makes another mistake, or Johnny Evans or Casemiro, you're like, for God's sake.
Yeah.
These guys are like, no one wants them. Well, West Ham did want Maguire.
Like 15, 16, watching Jefferson Montero absolutely tear Ivanovic an arsehole. I was like,
Jefferson Montero.
I was like, mate, he's so done.
Yeah.
Why did we sell Felipe Luis? Just play him and play David right back. Yeah. That was doing my head in by
That was the
year. Sad because Branagh would score goals and match the day. Be like, wow, what a player. Did you know he's got 5 this season? I'd be like, yes, but if you watch him, he looks really cooked. Like, that was even when we won the league. But I always wanted Felipe Luis at left back and Aspi at right back.
Aspi at right back, Baba Rahman at left back, boys. That's what it should have been. That's what it always should have been.
But yeah, Branagh would just get goals. But by the end, it was like, you could see the decline happening.
Yeah, same out with Dave, isn't it? And then I think...
of course.
When I keep banging on about experience this team, I'm not talking about 35 plus, I'm talking about... No, let's get some 26, 27-year-olds. Let's get some, you know, just a couple of ready-made players.
Some Ivan Tonys.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the one. That's something we should definitely talk about later.
Well, yeah, we did talk about it the other day, but
you didn't do it properly because obviously it was like 1 minute as well.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's basically do you want him? Yeah.
Did it as a news bulletin.
Yeah,
we did. So we can do that properly later, although we have already spoken for 33 minutes. But anyway.
Well, it's fine. We got nowhere to be.
Not till this evening, no. What was I going to say on... Yeah, so on the team...
Yep.
Sanchez in goal because three, somehow... Well, we also have
Cole, Will, Silva...
Disassi. We also have no backup keeper, by the way, because somehow Bettinelli's managed to get injured.
We got Petrovic,
well, yeah. But
Petri dish.
We have someone.
Petri dish!
And we've lost him again. Lee's gone.
That was good. I like that one. That was fantastic.
Not as good as
a certain joke that you will hear one day. I'll get the clip out.
He's so desperate for that clip.
Of course, so
mate,
good.
It was incredible.
It was very, very, very good. Anyway,
would you say it was earlier your magnum opus of comedy?
It was my magnum opus. It was like all the years of growing up watching Frankie Boyle paid off in one moment. Or so,
no. Nice. So yeah, Sanchez, Colwell, Thiago Silva, De Sassi, mm-hmm. Chilwell,
yep.
Gusto,
agreed.
Enzo,
Ugochukwu. They might go Gallagher, but I'd rather not. Les.
It's got to be Big Les.
Big Les.
Big fucking Les.
Then Big Mudryk.
Yeah.
Nico Jackson in his last game before suspension. And Sterling. And Raz. Yeah.
Go Raz.
Tear it up.
What do you do when he gets suspended?
Well, Brody is meant to be fit soon. So
He's got a game with the under-21s.
Yeah, so if he plays well in that and gets through it, then bang.
I think you're more likely to see Raz up front.
Yeah, Raz is, Raz is a false nine, maybe.
Hmm.
But yeah,
I mean, think you're more likely to see that.
The thing as well with that team is you've got a bit of a loaded bench. You've got Palmer, you've got Madueke, you've got players who can come on and do something.
You haven't got Madueke at the moment. He's injured.
Is he still injured? I thought he was back.
He was actually on a night out the other night.
I thought he was back.
People were getting annoyed because there's pictures of Nonny in this club.
In Mayfair,
but I saw next to him was Ivan Toney, and I was like, well, okay, I can accept a night out if you're getting in his ear.
He was the big reason for getting Levi to settle down in the summer as well.
He just loves the Chelsea, doesn't he?
That's why I love him. Like he's already like proper settled.
He's got the
in.
Gift of gab.
He's happy to be here. Yeah. He loves it.
He's a good lad. He's a good lad. Just needs to learn how to, you know, stop running down blind alleys, and that'd be helpful. But he's young. That'll come.
Yeah, but do you know who else used to run down blind alleys?
Willian.
Well, no. He actually, not really blind alleys. He used to get to the byline.
Lee, when the police were chasing him.
Lol. He'd get to the byline and then not know what to do with it. He looked pretty bloody good the other day for a certain Nottingham Forest.
Oh, oi, oi, oi.
That's an adoy. I still can't.
I've got my shirt. I actually thought about it today.
Yeah. I thought that was that deal, by the way, when I read that from Fabrizio, right?
Three plus two.
We were ordering like 8 million or it was 12 million they were talking about.
A big sell-on clause, I believe it is. Yeah.
Million quid.
I know.
And I said this yesterday in the chat, right?
Him plus Billy for 11.
That's I feel violently
that is
ill.
I said that at the time about Billy going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we both said
And I said that about Tomori as well.
Think,
these are all good players.
Every Chelsea fan that watched them thought the same. Yeah. Like, especially with Billy.
He got man of the match.
Billy Gilmore, people who only went to Stamford Bridge seem to like him. Anyone I spoke to was like, they didn't sort of like.
He got man of the match every game he played. He got man of the match his first FA Cup game, first Prem game.
Last game before COVID.
I think it was a Champions League game.
And do you remember when it was the Euros, there was that whole thing when Scotland were playing. He got man of the match
against England.
It was the 0-0. The league game that we beat them where Tuchel did them three in a row.
He had Roy Keane frothing about him.
Mm. He's a great player.
Proper player.
It's the fact that the quotes that he came out with this week, he was like, Tuchel just didn't want me. It's like,
what was that? But that Norwich loan was so bad.
It was the pre-season. Yeah. Did you see that? He went on pre-season and him and he didn't say who the other two were, but they went and got there. Was it?
Yeah.
They got there and they went, sorry. Levi
was one of them.
He got there and they went, yeah, sorry, you're going to go with the reserves. And so he went, fuck this, I'm out. Like he'd already done enough to be part of that first team squad.
Yeah, I mean the thing is though, like I was to say, it's like you got him, and I reckon if Musiala had hung about, imagine.
Yeah, but that's a different circumstance.
I know it's a different circumstance, but the pair of them, you just know they'd be pure.
Yeah, but
players.
Billy would have been happy to stay if he'd played. That's the difference. Whereas at least Musiala pushed for that move, whereas Billy realistically, as much as we love Toots,
that was a big mistake.
We had
Tuchel.
Like Saul, with Saul and Zakaria on loan, that could have just been Billy.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have gone to Norwich and not played any football because they were shit and didn't have any of the ball, so couldn't develop.
They hate him, Norwich fans.
Yeah.
Hate him.
Yeah. And then he goes to a team that has possession in Brighton. Of course, he looks good because he's a good player on the ball.
This is it. Like he's been such an important part of that machine now. And it's just seeing Brighton fans frothing about him, especially. It's like, oh my God.
Well, it hurts when we go and buy Caicedo when that. Again, I mean, they're slightly different players, but that could have been.
Well, Billy's gone into Caicedo's position, hasn't he?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, and we sold him to them for 9 mil, and we bought Caicedo for 100.
Watch us go back.
Yeah.
And this is the thing I don't
Billy know. And Ferguson well, listen, for listen, a bill.
We're playing Brighton in midweek, so we'll definitely talk more about Brighton.
Wouldn't
then.
It have been more sensible if they just bought Brighton? Like,
Tony Bloom. Sorry, mate.
Cut out the middleman. If they just... How much is Brighton?
Brighton become the feeder club. I mean, well, I reckon Tony Bloom would sell that for a lot of money at the moment because he loves that club.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I reckon they could have got Brighton cheaper than what they're going to end up spending on Brighton players.
I definitely don't think that's the case. Just given the fact that it'd be Tony Bloom, he'd say, go around and say, hey, Tony, so we really
that's
love...
That's true, yeah.
We love Brickerton.
Brickerton and Hovey Albion.
We hate Brickerton and Hovey Albion.
Have you been to Brighton?
What are the sidewalks like in Brighton? Brickerton.
Oh, God. Have you been to the Brighton Pier?
Do you know what? Your beaches don't have sand? What?
Why do they sound Canadian when you do
it? I can't do an American accent very well.
But you need to know it.
Oh, what was that?
What was that?
It's you trying to do, like, you sound like you're from Quebec.
I bet you like that... to know it. Central Paris. Oh, yeah, look, I'm from America. God, that was bad from you. Like, take the mic out of my accent and then do something.
Well, from... a man from Paris going to America. We also know Pink Panther. I like to buy a hamburger.
That was good.
I like to buy a hamburger.
Quite loud, but good.
Yeah. It's hurt my ears a bit.
Imagine that's going to be the listeners. Apologies, guys. But anyway, that is we've roughly given our 11, so just to run through it.
Smacking their
ears. I gave an 11, which you all agreed with.
I mean, I'm
so
quite happy
roughly
with it.
About
no,
it.
We did, yeah.
We firmly did. Gave an 11. I'll give it again if you want.
No, it's quite happy. I'll run through it for everyone just so we actually get through it.
Number one, Sanchez.
Robert Sanchez.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Number two, Axel De Sassi. This is going to be a problem because I can't remember the numbers. Number six, Thiago Silva.
Yay!
God, where's he go? Number eight, Enzo Fernandez.
Yay!
No nine. No 10.
No 10 11. Is 10. You have 10. You got Mudryk.
Number 10, Mykhailo Mudryk. God, where's this go? I don't. Do we have
this
a 12? This has
if
gone too long already.
Sorry, if they're sat at home, they've clicked off. After that.
Yeah. Number one, Robert Sanchez.
Wait.
Got a little bit of breaking news here, though. Actually, whilst recording the pod, from Matt Law,
Doom.
Rupert
Doom.
Murdoch,
Rock Doom. Nation have dropped Romelu Lukaku.
Wait.
Which means he no longer has an agent.
Everyone at home can cheer to that one.
Wait. We need to get our own soundboard in here because then we can do cheering in. Like,
so Jay-Z is sacked off.
Jay-Z has told him to go. I've got
99 problems, but Big Rom's not one.
Yeah. But originally was not. I've got 100 problems. You're fucking one of them. Can you piss off? Like,
you count for a lot of them.
You count for a lot of the problems.
You're all of my problems.
Yeah,
which is also what Megan Thee Stallion said.
Yeah, didn't she drop him after that Champions League final?
She dropped him after they went to a wedding together.
I thought it was literally after the Champions League final when he like
when he dropped another stinker.
Yeah, he dropped another
after another stinker at the World Cup with Belgium. Like karma is a thing, isn't it? It really does come around, and that guy's still got more
I
coming.
Love that. Justin Timberlake's a great song.
Yeah.
What goes around, comes all the way.
That is a tune. Yeah.
That was a good one.
Better when Justin Timberlake sings it, but
they sniff his culture. You gotta give it to him.
Yeah, he knows his music.
Yeah,
yeah.
He needs to branch out a bit from the John Smiths, but we'll get there eventually. Is that in your family line, by the way, John Smiths?
John Smiths.
Is that like one something
great,
your uncle?
Great, 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 great nephew started it.
Great nephew.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, the kids have been at it.
Yeah.
Gonna do that.
Busy. It's
in between stints.
Yeah, actually, in between stints, it was. I don't know what prison he was at. I think he was at Guantanamo for a little bit as well.
Wow. Must have gone.
Blimey.
Some hard shit.
Yeah. Mate, listen. When you founded Pirate Bay, everyone knows who you are.
Right. Next. 45 minutes. Fucking hell.
Anyway,
tangents galore.
It's 12 players injured now.
Yeah.
12.
Including Bettinelli and Cucurella. I don't know how they're
going. Also, international breaks, they can fuck right off. Because Caicedo goes away in that, and then suddenly he's got a knock. You're like, can we have a little bit of luck? Can we just have a little bit of luck?
If he'd gone to Liverpool, he would have an asthma pump, and he would have been fine playing at like 17 million degrees in altitude. But now he can't do it. So, you know, I worry about, is it something to do with our pitches? Is it something to do with the medical staff? Like, what is going on?
Is it how we train?
Are we just like, do they come in for a massage and they just start hitting them with hammers or something? Like, what are they doing?
Yeah, no, I send in my guys.
Classic Lee.
That is so Lee.
That's more Benevente, isn't it, though? You know, it's more sort of like...
Mafia
hit, yeah.
No, does no, but it's solely to whacked. Pretend as yeah, if yeah. you have Mafia
Do you like Bovril, Lee? Lee Strikes was a Bovril guy.
He does strike as
a I Bovril do like guy. A Bovril, yeah. I'll be honest with you. If it's
a match
day... I
walked in the other day and I thought, I was like, oh, can you make me a cup of tea? I was like, I'm not making tea. I was like, what? He was literally just having a pint of gravy, just drinking
it. Oh, in the office?
Yeah.
So I had a drink and went, Bisto. It was great. Fantastic moment. It's a real cool memory, that, for me. It's Tobes staring up at me. Pulling on my trousers.
You say that like you're tall.
He was pulling on my trouser leg.
Lee's smaller than me, for the listeners at home, so...
It's just not true, is it?
Well, he would say that, wouldn't he? It's Lee, I mean, how much...
You don't know what Lee looks like, and you don't know how tall Tobes actually is.
And you don't know what's on his hard drive either, so that's what they're going to get to the bottom of.
Check
it. I told
you,
it was my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great nephew's Pirate Bay stuff, okay? That's what it was.
Yeah, we hope.
John.
We hope all this pod's down the shitter.
Tobes and I will branch out, do our own thing.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, you've got to find stuff to do at the minute, don't you?
Huh?
You've got to find stuff to do at the minute for your time.
Oh, whoa.
I'm fine, mate. I've already filled it. So, eat shit.
Anyway, we'll move on, because injuries, there's not really a lot else to say about it. So it happens every week.
Yeah, and we just do it every week.
Speaking of Pirates, you know, of the Caribbean, which is a film that was kind of based in America.
Based on Lee Smith's great uncle's exploits, actually.
What? Jack Sparrow?
Yeah, Jack Sparrow's based on My Family.
It's not as funny as he does it.
No, it's not.
The Black Pearl was our Ford Mondeo in the 1980s.
Well, yeah, I was beautifully and seamlessly transitioning into what those owners said. Or, well, not really owners. Clear Lake
Capital.
Clear Lake had some words, and we got some words for them.
Yeah. Shall I read out the quote?
Yeah, please do. All right, okay, everyone.
Shh.
So, according to Jose E. Feliciano.
Oh, nice.
Of Clear Lake.
We're going to give him an American accent.
Okay.
Because I can't picture him as like some...
Ecuadorian man.
Yeah, I don't think he's Ecuadorian.
Mexican or something.
Probably might be Mexican.
Might be a garlic man. Might be another
garlic man. Probably is garlic man. I reckon he's based out of Miami. He's like, I reckon he's like Scarface.
Hey, chicos.
Definitely wears sunglasses. He's like, at all times.
We own probably about a dozen businesses at Clear Lake that are larger than Chelsea. And many of those are undergoing even more significant transformations. They tend to be enterprise software businesses, packaging companies, but you never ask me about those because you don't care about those, and they don't get reported by the Telegraph and the Daily Mail every day. Fuck off, Jose.
He knows two English papers.
He does, because they're giving him questions.
More American papers than I know.
I mean, you've got...
Get me pictures of Spider-Man.
Yeah, you got the Daily Planet.
New York.
What's Times?
Times.
Yeah, the Huffington Post.
Washington
Playboy.
Post, is that a thing?
Is that the one?
Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated, nice.
Well, technically the Athletic GQ? Is American, isn't it?
Is the Athletic American? Is GQ American? I thought GQ was English. Or
GQ
British.
USA?
Could be. I mean, I've got a few copies of GQ down there, because Lee's a very classy man.
He does.
Yeah, underneath the blanket, see?
Yeah, it's under the nuts and the zoo.
I'm actually still gutted that they went under. FHM.
Chris
Hemsworth. If you were too young enough to know what that was, you guys, it was a different time.
That was such a Lee comment. Oh, I'm gutted FHM's gone. God.
Now I've already got the interwebs.
Oh, I don't know how it works. I always prefer the top shelf me.
Anyway, I'm really fucked off with this.
The quotes are really annoying, because it's very indicative of how they see football. They don't understand it as a sport. That the fact that they're even questioning, that they're not being asked about fucking FedEx or whatever packaging company
FedEx,
they're talking about there.
FedEx.
Exactly. But the fact that they think, why am I not being questioned on this, man? Why are they asking about Chelsea? It's like, you don't understand the sport then. You don't have a grasp of what the sport means to people, and you do purely see it as a business. And that's where it's more worrying, because we know with Roman, even some of the issues that they did have, like recruitment-wise, like Havertz was one of them. Havertz was a player that Roman, like, it was very much highly reported at the time that Havertz was someone that Roman was like, I want him. And like Sheva, like, that was an issue as well in the past. But like, Roman loved football. He loved Chelsea. You know, built football club with his favourite players. Whereas these lot, it's pure, you know, they talk about the wage structure, don't they, in another one of the quotes, in terms of cutting that.
By 50 mil, wasn't it?
Yeah, they used by boast about, no, 80 million pounds, of saying we've cut the wage structure. And it's like, good for you, mate, but look what you brought in, you know? Like, there's nothing there. I don't. That's not a team that I look at confidently and go, oh, definitely going to get a top eight finish.
No, and in that case, though, what is interesting is, or slightly more positive silver lining in that, is if they are so number data driven and money driven, and obviously money driven and making money out of Chelsea, you're not going to make money off us coming eighth repeatedly and going down the shitter. Like United, you can get away with it. Glazers can get away with it because United is a fucking different stratosphere to any club in England. Yeah. We're not sustainable to do that.
No, we're not. And that's the thing.
So they do need to get it right at some point.
Yeah, but the problem is they've not got... They talk about how they've got the best in class at every single role. They don't.
I know.
They don't. Paul Winstanley's a perfect example of that. You know, it's great scout, not a great sporting director. The sporting director we had in place in Vivelle was somebody who was good at what he does. Maybe wasn't the first choice sporting director of the Red Bull network, but he was heading up Salzburg players, bringing all those players through, right? So in terms of having those youth products and players that go on to do better things, no one better.
Yeah.
But then the problem is, no one listened to him. Everyone was kind of a bit like, oh, well, you know, we'll listen to Paul because we're getting everyone from Brighton and he knows Brighton inside out. So yeah, but the problem is, he's a great, great scout, but he's not a sporting director, as we saw with the dealings in the summer with a lot of the players we tried to sign. By the way, on that as well, part of these quotes was talking about how Todd Bowley is actually focused on his role as an actual chairman now. So, for example, dealing with the admin of the club, dealing with getting the new stadium sorted. It's actually begged Alex Barley.
Cancelling coaches to the away games.
Yeah, cancelling coaches to the away games,
cutting
which is
costs,
awful.
But then throwing 20 million at kids.
Exactly, exactly. And then apparently we were scouting another lad at Genk in the Champions League.
Yeah,
and stuff
I saw
as well.
That. We need some more. We've got too many. We haven't got enough young players.
I know. Yeah,
that'd be good.
We need more. You know, obviously.
I think we should go younger. Like get them at like eight.
Yeah, well,
that's what's. Yeah, that's a good shout. Well, that's what got Lee in trouble, to be fair. But Kendrick Pace, like he looks like a good player, and we can't even fucking have him for 2 years.
Yeah,
he looks like a really good player. I know that it's nuts for a 16-year-old to be called up for his country, playing and looking good. That's
yeah, Walcott.
Yeah, but Theo Walcott was still not a bad Premier League footballer.
Yeah, but he wasn't a world beater, was he?
Yeah, I think if Theo Walcott negative. Was at Chelsea in like the 2010s, he'd be like a decent bench option, like Kalou sort of level.
Okay, but then that's the problem. Therein lies our issue.
Oh, mate, Kalou would walk into our team right now.
I know. And I was never a big Kalou fan. I never really liked Kalou.
Salomon!
And
Kalou! How can that alone was worth him? And the song.
But it's like, decent. We don't have any significant quality now. I look at in that team and go, oh yeah, that's great.
Oh, I don't know. Enzo's that for me, and also Reece, but he's just never fit. Like I look at those two players. Those two players genuinely walk into any team in the world, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. And
Does Enzo walk in?
I think he's not someone who you can make an exception for City, but I think Enzo would walk into any other team in the world.
I mean, maybe I think the thing with Enzo, I do agree. He's up there. He's definitely a top quality player. But like I was saying the other week, you know, players that grab games by the scruff of the neck. Him, he's not in a position to do that.
But Toni Kroos won't grab a game by the scruff of the neck, but he'll control it and dictate tempo and that kind of thing. And he has better players around him. If you stuck Kroos at his best in this current Chelsea side, he would be looking like Enzo looks.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what I mean? Like, and he's a top player. He's a top player. But it depends on who you got around them as well. Because those kind of players, like you said, he can't grab a game by the scruff of the neck because it's not his game. Mm. But what he can do is, if he had a bit more quality around him, you can control things a bit more, create a little bit more.
Well, I think we could be sitting here watching Chelsea, after last week, say those two chances got put away by Mudryk, we'd say there's a player that grab a game by the scruff of the neck.
Well, I think he can.
He definitely is. If you give him the quality and the time, I reckon he definitely can.
And I still think Madueke can too in time.
And to be fair to Raz,
and he can.
And he's shown he can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, look, I do worry, but
and Nkunku on his back.
But this is the problem. It's like when they're back. It's like we need that now.
Yeah, we do, but
we don't have it. But look, I think the bottom line for me, when I was reading those quotes, it's just reinforced how I felt ever since this takeover happened.
It pulls you further apart.
Yeah,
you feel more detached.
There's no.
It's not Chelsea.
That's what I've said. I said that past two pods. We're not Chelsea anymore.
This is it. Like,
we're not the same.
It's not going to look like Chelsea for a while.
But you look at Real Madrid, for example. You look at, I mean, Barcelona is one that isn't Barcelona anymore because they don't have any money.
They've had it sucked out.
But it's a case of, you know, you look at the great clubs that have stood the test.
United aren't. But that's the thing.
They've. That's because they allowed it to happen.
Yeah.
Whereas right now we're watching this happen. And we're going. We're allowing it to happen. We're allowing guys to sort of be like, oh well, you know, we've got our investments. We've got our fucking portfolios. We've got this. We've got that.
We've got our sidewalks.
It's like fucking
horseback riding. Yeah, eyeglasses.
Candy.
USA.
Look,
barbecue.
But I still can't believe that's an actual chant, by the way.
That's a banger, to be fair.
Barbecue.
We should have sang it when we were doing the
I believe.
Oh, I believe.
I believe that we.
I believe that we.
We're not doing this.
That's fair. But it's like
I believe that Lee.
But you look at the whole thing and you talk about, I always feel bad saying, you know, they're very stereotypical American, because it's stereotype, but it's not great.
American,
but this is so stereotypical.
Come into the league and always struggle initially. Like, even if, like, you look at someone like Arsenal, where right now they're looking like they're thriving.
How long does it take to get there?
For years, that's what I'm saying. So yeah, they didn't get, you don't get the sport. But you don't get the level of passion for a team in England, comparatively speaking to the US, is just astronomically different. It's not even in the same league, same stratosphere. So
league,
it probably takes a while for it to click.
Yeah, but it's like when you talk about the NFL or the NBA, when they're like, oh, we're the champions of the world. Like, you're the champions of the world because no one else plays your sport to the same level you do.
Out on that. And also, did you see other day they lost the Basketball World Cup? They didn't win it.
How do you not win it when you're the only ones that... Actually, not the only ones. Like, who is it else that plays
Russia
basketball?
Play it.
I mean the Spanish are quite
Spanish,
big into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's Real Madrid and Barcelona play basketball.
But, but one of the big examples of American ownership and not understanding the concept of our football system and the you know, the EFL and all that was around the Super League and around them. Basically, all the American owners didn't understand the concept of relegation and promotion. They wanted that because they don't have it. And NFL's 32 teams every year. I don't follow the other sports, but I'm assuming that's the same in the NBA.
Who the fuck are Rochester?
Yeah, and like they wanted it. You know, they don't understand that. I think that's a clear example. I imagine that's the same with Todd Bowley. Maybe
wasn't it when they were saying that,
but
he was convinced we go for the Champions League every year? Like,
oh yeah, that
happen.
Was the thing that he thought we automatically were in the Champions League every year.
Allegedly, we don't know.
Well,
that.
Obviously, we haven't spoken to Todd, and he'll, I'm sure, deny it if true.
Todd on the pod.
It feels like that's what it feels like. It feels like that's a possibility, that there have been some serious misunderstandings at best, probably a lot of naivety. And maybe
secret geniuses,
maybe a little bit of arrogance.
Hopefully, a little bit of
and on a positive side.
No touch wood or anything at any point.
Maybe a little bit of that. Yeah, a little bit of.
I have a little bit.
It doesn't help with fans. It doesn't help connect to anyone.
No.
Did you need to have this interview? Did you need to mention, like, buddy, you're not worried about my packages, companies, buddies? What are you on about, mate? Why don't you shut the fuck up and wait for things to be good, and then,
I mean,
when he's not even the person dealing with
you.
No,
you're just a guy at Clear Lake, Jose.
But also, you don't have, like, it's actually quite a stupid example to because you don't have fans of FedEx.
No, of course.
You don't have people outside.
Mate, I've always been more of an everyman. You know
who's
what I mean?
Who's that team we call the FedEx? Who's that team we all adore?
Delivering parcels every day. On time, or maybe not.
Royal Mail, get out our way. Because
arrive in a minute. I'm going to arrive.
Here's your parcel.
Our logo's got an arrow in here. Our logo's got an arrow in it. Did you fucking know that about fucking great marketing, innit? Have you seen it? Fucking shut up.
Your delivery's fucking shit. God, could be here all day.
I feel like there's a skit in that. Should we just go outside and just be like holding up signs
there
at FedEx?
There really is.
We absolutely need to do that. That'd be great.
Just like the guy, some fucking postman going to deliver something, go, ooh.
Your shit. Ah!
Just fall the way. Royal Mail bastard. Ah!
You're just a shit Royal Mail.
Who's the wanker? Who's the wanker with the ASOS parcel?
And it's UPS. Like, but what does this, honestly, what does this bloke expect people, like, of course there's a dramatic difference between sport in England and that. And he's sat there going, why are they not asking me about this?
Like, I'm sorry, but does anyone, like,
no
one cares about FedEx and all that, like, we're a business.
We evidently do right now after what
we've done. No one does. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, FedEx. Like, for a minute we were FedEx fans, but that's the point.
Oh, it's just... It's just
mind-blowingly, like, out of touch. Just out of touch. Like, you don't have a fucking clue what you're talking about, so shut up.
Shut up. Please. Sit down. Shut up. If you don't like Chelsea,
but he'll be talking about his heritage, probably. He'll be like, so, you know, as a proud Mexican, I'm a massive Guadalajara fan.
He was like, they're going through more drastic changes in Chelsea. And you're like, we don't give a fuck, mate. This is our club. No one cares if you're changing FedEx.
No one knows about the internal politics of FedEx or whatever other
the
company you're dealing
talk.
With. Yeah.
The FedEx headhunters have just...
Give you a FedEx smile.
Let's have it right, yeah.
They get the badge and it's just a first class stamp on their fucking arm.
Okay, sirrah, sirrah.
Wherever we'll be.
We'll deliver your parcels on time. Or maybe not.
We've got a free delivery fee. Okay, sirrah, sirrah.
Delivery. If the parcel don't come, I'll
postbox isn't open, I'll deliver it anyway. Delivery.
If you're not in, we'll leave your parcel behind a fucking tree. Delivery.
If you're not in, we'll leave your parcel in a fucking bin.
If you're not in, you'll leave.
Nice.
We're wordsmiths here at the Echo.
Yeah, Lee Smith as well.
Yeah. Lee Smith, the great wordsmith of the 21st century.
Up there with Rudyard.
Mr. Kipling?
Yeah. Still can't believe what you said about Mr. Kipling before we even started the pod.
What?
Is he the same bloke?
No, we did. That was in the pod, I think. We included it, or you brought it up, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good old. We've brought everything gone full circle.
It's great.
Like those pedo rings. And Mr. Kipling's party rings, you know, that in itself is some sort of weird cryptic non-ring.
Pedo rings. This literally was the first episode, wasn't it? In the transfer window, yeah, with pedo rings.
God, yeah. God.
Yeah, and now you've been investigated for being involved in one.
I mean, for fuck's sake!
sorry, that's not out there yet. I'll let the Daily Mail do their thing.
You'll be in the FedEx News, mate.
Yeah.
Chelsea supporter. Crumbled for
a lovely, lovely cake from Mr. Kipling.
Like a bat.
From Rudyard. He used to make them in between writing the Jungle Book and If.
Still can't go over the annoying, we'll leave your parcel behind a fucking bin.
Yeah. In a bin. In a bin. We'll leave your parcel in a fucking bin.
Delivery. I'm trying to think, we got FedEx, UPS.
Oh, mate, we got quite a few in there.
Every. Amazon.
What's the
right? Anyway, this toss pot.
Amazon Prime. Sorry.
It needs to zip it.
Zip it, Shrimpy. You know, when you're angry.
Jose.
Yeah, honestly, mate. Shut up.
Snickers reference.
Yeah, thank you. No one cares about FedEx. That you deliver your parcels usually not on time anyway, or chucked in a bin, or like just shut up. Honestly,
just shut up.
Wait, let us be fans of Chelsea. I'm not a fan of FedEx. I never will be. If you want your businesses, you know, who cares? No one cares about your businesses. Let them run. Chelsea is a business people care about. Move on.
It's more than
if you don't like it, why'd you fucking buy it, you stupid gimp?
It's just called the owner of every lake, Clear Lake.
He's not even the owner. He's not even the owner. He was just, I can't remember.
He's the CEO,
isn't
he? He's one of the CEOs. Yeah.
Well, anyway, he needs to put a sock in it.
Yeah.
Pipe Dan. Ridiculous.
But anyway, before we wrap up, we've got a little bit of AOB.
We've got some predictions as well.
We do. Aub. By the way, DJ Bovrilgate is very much going to sample the stuff from the preview for Bill game for you.
Aub.
It's a nice word.
I'm excited for that.
It's great. I can't wait. I can't wait to see the themes from DJ Bovrilgate. We need to get him on the pod.
I haven't met him yet.
You've not met DJ.
I know.
No one's met DJ Bovrilgate.
Have you met him?
Just in the shadows, mate. He's just, you know, he's there, he's not.
He's here, he's everywhere. Bovril.
Nice.
Oh, mate, he'll love that. Or they, or she.
Well, it is 2023, yeah.
Exactly, you never know.
Classically. Stuck in the past.
No, we've taught him his pronouns, he knows them now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the gentrification of Milton Keynes. Still stuck in the past.
Mate, I still can't believe they've opened a big BP garage with the Marks and Spencers attached to it. That was a big thing.
Yeah, you preferred it when it was BNP there, weren't you?
that's his Italian, that's a cover for his. The fact that he was a BNP and UKIP member for years.
That was very good. That's even better than the Lost Files.
That was, I don't know. That was good. That was all right. It's all right.
But yeah.
Sharp.
Anyway.
Lee Sharp.
Nice. Lee Sharp.
Jao Felix.
Nice.
Too good. Too sharp that. Too sharp.
Mean. That was good. That was
like synchronized. Yeah. It wasn't planned or anything.
That's how close together on the sofa we are.
Yeah, it's the sofa.
We can.
Yeah.
Our brains are like
basically right next to each other now, just snuggling up.
In the corners there, apparently.
Yeah, we all stood in the corners of each room having this podcast, guys. Just want you to remember that. Well, yeah. With obviously the XL bully loving me. If you want to do your drawings at home, if you've been sketching this while listening to the podcast, I really hope you send these sketches
in.
We
just need to get someone to do a sketch. We just need a sketch.
Having not seen you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want someone to. Okay,
right. Just so, because obviously we kind of just spread out across the pod, right? Give your description of Lee Smith so we can clip it up.
We did
and
do
send
that.
No. But like we did like only little bits. We talked about the tattoos, but not what Lee Smith looks
that's
like.
That's part of the beauty of it. It's quite abstract.
No, it's for them. It's what does he look like?
It's quite abstract.
So we're going to get a range of different Lee Smiths.
Yeah. It's just you've heard his voice. You've heard our, as I said earlier, fictitious description.
You've heard the case.
You've heard about that. He likes an XL bully. This guy. He was really sad last week because all 17 of them have had to be taken away from his farm in Milton Keynes. If there are farms there, I don't know.
Yeah, it's right in the middle of one of the roundabouts.
Yeah, nice.
Within the circle.
That's Lee. Yeah. He loves a John Smith, which as we've just found out was his great times eight nephew or something who ran.
Could be
that.
Argued it's a case of cannibalism.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What?
Well, you're drinking your great nephew's
piss.
Lee
Smith drinking John Smith is a bit.
Yeah. He's also a descendant of Adam Smith, the famous economist.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, well, the brain's got lost somewhere down the way. So that's Lee Smith.
Just generations of inbreeding, that's what it does.
Oh, yeah, the Milton Keynes problem. It's not Norfolk, it's Milton Keynes. We abstract. We'll see what you can see.
Abstract drawing, fair. Okay.
Abstract.
Well, not an abstract drawing, but as in, like, there's no inside the box here. There is no box. Just draw.
Just enjoy.
It.
Just roundabouts.
Just draw. Yeah. Speaking of draw, will there be draws, wins, and losses this weekend?
Yeah, we're just skipping across AOB because.
Oh, okay. We can go back to AOB. It was just seemed like a good time.
Yeah, we did Joao Felix. Whoa, and that was enough.
Yeah, that was it.
Right, he scored a couple of goals for Barcelona,
and now everyone's talking about how he could be good.
He was a good player. He showed little glimpses.
But everyone does this when
they
leave.
Worried. We had Nkunku, so we did feel like we didn't need Joao. And obviously,
he would have been expensive.
Got injured. And if Shaw had joined, he'd probably have got injured.
Yeah.
If he'd been Chelsea, he'd have got injured.
This happens every player he leaves. Because, like, Pulisic looks all right, Milan.
Yeah, he looked really good.
Loftus-Cheek looked great until, shock, he got injured.
Yeah, but
he's the one who hasn't broken the curse. Because, like, Kante, he's not injured yet in Saudi.
But he is playing Sunday League football.
Yeah.
So.
But he still hasn't got injured.
No. Fuck you.
Loftus-Cheek, he still gets injured.
Like, Peter Osgood. Peter Osgood.
Peter Osgood.
Yeah, that's nice. You did it better than me.
He sounds like a French Stitch. That's how you do.
Yeah.
N'Golo Kanté.
Bless him. Oh, yeah. I love
it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's match day.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I miss him.
Mate,
one of the best.
You just want to cradle him, didn't you? Like, if you were to do like the casting for the Nativity at Christmas, N'Golo Kanté would always be the baby Jesus.
He's just what a player. Just
I'd want him on a bike for him somehow. I just love the idea of him cycling around.
I've seen a picture of the helmet, cycling.
And he just shock, smiling.
My favourite image I've seen of N'Golo Kanté was when he had one of those big leaf blowers and he had the big goggles on. It's unbelievable.
I haven't seen that.
Almost as big as him.
Mine was when he had hair in lockdown.
That's funny.
When I saw him with hair, I was like, oh my God, he can grow hair.
It's when he went to the... because everyone didn't know he had hair when you see him in the pictures of him in the barber chair with his little thumb up and it's like
it's like what have you asked for there mate
could you get supporters up for me shaking his head just straight on top
anyway Joao Felix he looks good Barcelona he wouldn't have worked at
I don't understand this whole thing though with Chelsea Twitter where there's this
he was an alright player so I can see why people wanted him
but it's like everyone's
the name as well it's one of those names
and there is a good talent
he's nothing like John Felix you know what I mean
nice
but he's a talented player like that's why people liked him
he was alright
but in your opinion I'm saying he is a talented player
he is a talented player
and you can understand that like if with more consistency he'd be a very good player
yeah
so that's why there are people that obviously clamour for that but he's been inconsistent for his whole career so you have a bit more doubt with him, and that's fair enough.
Yeah.
I think it's worked out how it has. Let him crack on. At least he's not another Premier League club, so it's not like
it's true.
Exactly. And I mean, I'm not gonna lie, he might have had more of a chance of staying at Chelsea if he wasn't banned for half of his time on loan because of a stupid tackle against Fulham.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Yeah.
Shove that up your pipes, Joao. Yeah. Scoring goals against Royal Antwerp. Who cares?
I mean, the other bit of news to sort of touch on quickly would be all about, as we said, Ivan Toney.
I bet.
I bet. I bet we'll sign him.
A gambler.
I saw Arsenal were linked and we're linked. And we know how that goes. We weren't signing him.
But they want 50, 60 million Brentford. All three are going to put in a bid. Mm. And then we're going to end up paying £125 million plus...
Bargain.
Plus a player who's definitely homegrown and just pure
profit. Oh, Trev to Brentford. That might be the more interesting shout. That makes sense to
He'd
me.
He'd fit really he well.
He would fit
as well.
There because the they play a three as well. That might be a...
Little tip for tat.
There you go, guys. There's your betting tip.
Thing with... nice. Ivan, if you're listening.
The
thing is, if you were Tony right now, and obviously we're biased to Chelsea, but if you weren't biased, would you join Chelsea?
No. I'd go to Arsenal.
Or Arsenal. I'd go to Spurs, Arsenal. I think. All right, now. They need a striker because Richarlison.
Arsenal would like to win something.
No, Arsenal, the only thing with Arsenal is I just don't think they're realistically going to go for him purely because they've just invested that money in Havertz and they've got Jesus. And they've got Nketiah. Yeah. Like, I just don't see it being realistic for them.
So he'll probably go Spurs.
So it'll be us or Spurs. And are you going to go off Spurs off five games?
Well, that's the thing. By then, it might be all unravelled by Jan.
Yeah.
But
they might look like Spurs. And if
you pass the Cargill, he's going to be going, listen, mate, you can come play for me, play some Ange Ball. Sorry.
Yeah, but what if we look a bit better in like a month or two?
I mean, if I was Ivan Tony, I'd look at the squad to probably say, I'm definitely guaranteed to play at Spurs. Am I going to win anything? Not too sure. If you're looking at Chelsea. But then he turns around. If you were to sit down with Postecoglou or Pochettino and you were to look them in the eyes as coaches, obviously Postecoglou's apparently got this unbelievable aura. You know, apparently some of the best team talks they've had at Spurs. Apparently really gets them going.
Mm.
But then you got Pochettino's like, look, like, you know, this is what you get with Chelsea.
Or you could look at it and you kind of look at Spurs' squad and you go, Son's on the way out. He's not getting any younger. Madders is a good player. Capone Madders, that's a good player. There's a few there. Spurs don't really win anything though. At least with us, like, even if you ignore the winning stuff, with the players around, you go, nah, these lads are going to get better.
Yeah.
Like, Reece
and
is
also
a good player.
He'll come in and immediately be a big name, like
he'll
big
be the
presence
best
in the dressing room.
Yeah, and he knows he'd be a big level raiser for us.
Think,
like, it would mean a lot.
He
needed to join United for £60 million last summer before all the stuff happened. Mm. That was on the cards.
Yeah,
but I wanted him before.
I'm more interested in thinking how would Jackson feel.
Well, I don't care.
Got
right
to start
now.
Scoring goals.
Yeah.
And then that's not a problem.
I mean, I don't think Nico Jackson was always going to be the player was going to be our first choice starting centre forward.
I think we were slightly.
I don't think that was the plan.
I think his preseason was so good.
We were a bit catfished by him in preseason, so we're like, okay, you can have the.
He's still a good player. He had a shit last game. So
very reactionary to say it's all done, but
yeah, we'll have to see what happens. But anyway, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. We all went Ivan Tony. But. We've gone way over again.
Yeah, man. There'll be a couple bits cut out that was at the start.
Predicciones.
Look, let's.
It's that time.
Let's wrap
up. I'll lead the predictions as I'm. Well, I am competing, but for next month and the overall year. So, no 12:30 kickoff, no Friday game. So, we go straight into a London derby.
Cool. Do you want to give people the sort of the explanation of where we're at, though?
I'm on 24 points. These two.
We're on 23, and one of us has to go in a Power Ranger outfit.
The loser, because they lost, it's a tie break, but we're doing it.
Louis does
it
want to do this.
Yeah.
I don't really, I just know it's funny.
So the loser of this round will be doing that. So
so we're probably, cool. probably at the Brighton game, potentially.
Maybe. So yeah, so this the predictions here. We start 3 p.m, Crystal Palace against Fulham. Louis, what have you gone for?
Do I have to go first?
Oh, I'll mix it up a bit, but you're going first on this occasion. They're all written. There can't be any changes
made.
So
I'm going to go Palace 2, Fulham 1.
Oh, I've actually got that.
I've got 2 nil.
You can see my phone as well, yeah. So.
I've got Palace 2, Fulham 0. So that's Luton against Wolves, the shit derby. Tobes, what have you gone for there?
I've got Luton 1, Wolves 2.
Same.
I've got the same as well.
Nice. Manchester City against Nottingham Forest. That was a big scoring game last year.
Yeah, I've got City 3, Forest 1, Haaland 2 score.
City 3, Forest 0, Haaland
That's
to score.
I had FOMO of Haaland. I thought I'd go against him and then I had FOMO.
I
heard
him say he's picking Haaland. I went, well, I'm not going to be stupid. I want to go and do his Power Ranger thing.
Okay, Brentford against Everton.
3-0, Brentford.
2-0 Brentford.
2-0 Brentford. Burnley against Manchester United. That's this was causing division. Nowhere to go. I'll go Tobes first.
I've gone Burnley 2, United 2.
Interesting. Louis?
I've gone 3-1 United, but I was torn because it was actually it could go either way. Originally, I put 2-1 Brentford,
But Burnley.
I think all three results that are possible there wouldn't shock you.
I've gone 2-0 Man United, but that's mainly because I have not been very impressed with Burnley yet. And I'm sure United have got a win at some point. Arsenal-Spurs, probably the big game of the weekend.
I've gone bold here. I've gone 4-2 Arsenal.
Ooh. Well, I mean, it's historically...
It's open, isn't it?
I almost went 5-2 out of the fact that it was like 10 years ago when they had those 5-2s. But I just think Spurs do play really open.
There's been three games in this fixture for like the past five or six or something.
Well, it's a case of... I was looking at the stats earlier because I was intrigued. Apart from last year where Arsenal did the double, every year for like the past 5-6 years, the home team's always won.
Really?
So I've played it safe and I've gone 2-1 Arsenal.
I've gone 2-2.
Okay.
But I might have been done in a bit by Spurs.
He could end it.
But yeah, also just Arsenal. I know it was quite an easy game last night, but they played. Spurs haven't. So Brighton-Bournemouth, Louis.
I've gone 3-0 Brighton.
I have also gone 3-0 Brighton.
3-1.
See, we could have done that. We were literally saying we need to do it so no one sees. But me and Tyler's been very similar.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, we'll see. Chelsea, Aston Villa, Tobes.
I've got the same as you. I can see on your phone.
Yeah, but I'm almost like it's because it's Chelsea. It's hard. Yeah. But I've gone 1-1.
I've gone 1-1.
I've also gone 1-1.
We didn't. We literally sat. We actually did sit in other corners and did this ourselves, and we've still done the same without discussing it at all, which is kind of crazy. Liverpool, West Ham.
I've gone 3-1 Liverpool.
2-1 Liverpool.
2-0. Sheffield United, Newcastle, the shambolic Sunday afternoon game on Sky for some reason.
I still
reason.
Can't believe that is the Sunday game, by the way.
Super Sunday stinker, I've gone 1-1.
Ooh, that would be worth. It still wouldn't be worth. It'd be
good
terrible.
On Laka.
Yeah, wow.
Sheffield United. Louis?
I've gone 1-0 Newcastle.
2-0 Newcastle.
I was torn. It was either going to be 1 or 2.
And I very nearly went Wilson to score, but I didn't know if he'd start.
The more I think about this, the more I think I'm probably going to wear a Power Ranger outfit.
But that's our predictions. They can't be changed. They've been said. So
Friday night, I might change them.
There's no going back.
There is.
Oh, mate.
But the
loser has to wear a Power Ranger costume at Stamford Bridge.
We also need to, between now and the review for Aston Villa, decide what the forfeit is for next month.
Should we just let Gary do it? I think we should let Gary
do
it.
No, that's going to be ridiculous.
I don't want like hangover 3 forfeit or something. No. Get a tattoo on your face.
Didn't we say
get Gary's stickers printed off and wear them? Or that would be...
wasn't it Table Dance at Ugly Coyote? So you had to go and dance on the...
Was that this one?
No, it wasn't. I thought it wasn't. You didn't have to dance on it. I thought you just had to like go.
No,
we were going.
I'm just going to go to Ugly Coyote. It's like, if that was me, the forfeit, the loser had to buy drinks the whole night.
Yeah, but if it wasn't filmed, it wouldn't be that bad.
Obviously, it's going to be filmed.
What, you dancing in his, what is it, strip club?
No, it's not. Ugly Coyote, it's a bar, right? But it's not burlesque, but it's like...
Okay, have they got their tits out or something?
No.
Oh, okay, so you could post it somewhere.
Yeah. It's like, obviously, you know, we wouldn't do anything you couldn't.
Well, I didn't know what it was. I don't know what it is.
Even if we are going to have an OnlyFans paywall at some point, we can't
Only
do it yet.
OnlyFans.
Lee.
That was very good.
And it's just Lee.
That was very
sharp,
good.
Sharp, isn't he? He's really sharp.
Do we really Lee Sharp? It's good. I think we should get Dan to do like a logo of OnlyFans rather than OnlyFans.
I think that's perfect.
So we're not going for Patreon. We're going OnlyFans. That is nice. Anyway, I think that's pretty much us done. Stop rambling on.
That is it. That is the end of the pod for your preview against Aston Villa.
Sort of a preview.
But
yeah, they got a good 10 minutes of Chelsea worth.
There were some serious points made in there. But there was a lot.
There was. It's just jumbled. It's jumbled.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a lot of fun for me to edit. But
that
anyway.
There was some outstanding bits and pieces in there.
There was.
As always.
Very happy
That's
with
power,
that.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, that is it. Guys, obviously, please do make sure you drop us a follow on all good podcasting sites if you haven't already. Tell your friends, please. Just tell people
about
us.
Pass the pod, guys.
It's like we
hit those 5 stars.
Yeah. Get it around Milton Keynes, Leighton Buzzard, Dunstable, wherever you are.
He knows all the place. That's the night.
Well, mate, you know. Benefits and less benefits being a travelling salesman. That's it for the pod. This has been a Highway 61 production. Drop us a follow, please. Tell your friends. Tell us if there's any interesting ways you've told people about the Chelsea Echo podcast.
He says salesman. It's just going around in an ice cream van looking for kids, but...
Why?
Why? I don't know. Why?
We've been so good... This whole thing.
You just
through.
Chop it anyway, it's right.
Most importantly, send us in your drawings of Lee.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, for the only fans.
Yeah, for only fans, we need some drawings of Lee. Ideally, the winning drawing may even feature in the only fans.
We'll review them in the next
loser
pod.
Loser has to wear a t-shirt.
We'll review them in the next pod.
Or, yeah, as I said to the email, which would be metropolitanpolice@gmail.com.
If you P.O. Box HMP.
Daniel Khalifa's email, please.
And Mia's, while we're at it. Someone put her email in there.
Yeah. Guys, thank you very much for listening. Take care. Ta-da.